Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life, one stoic principle at a time. Today's topic, procrastination, that sneaky little beast that loves to steal our precious time and leave us feeling guilty and defeated. Ever felt like you're running a marathon just to get through your to-do list? You know that feeling when you stare blankly at your screen, desperately trying to muster the motivation to start that project that's been looming over you for weeks? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Procrastination isn't just a personality flaw. It's often a symptom of fear, doubt, or simply feeling overwhelmed. And guess what? Stoicism has some powerful tools to help us conquer this procrastination monster and reclaim our time. So, buckle up, because we're diving deep into how to overcome procrastination with the strength, wisdom, and courage that only Stoic principles can provide. First things first. Understanding the root of the problem. Ever heard the phrase know thyself? That's pure Stoicism right there. The ancient philosophers understood that acknowledging our weaknesses is the first step towards overcoming them. What triggers your procrastination? Is it fear of failure? Perfectionism? Feeling bogged down by the sheer size of a task? Once you identify your procrastination patterns, you can start to dismantle them one by one. Next step, embracing action. The Stoics believe that virtue lies in taking action, even when we don't feel like it. Remember that saying, fake it till you make it? It's not entirely bad advice, though I prefer to say act your way into feeling it. Start small. Commit to just 5 minutes of work on that project. You'll be surprised how often those 5 minutes turn into a productive hour. Thirdly, let go of the need for perfection. The Stoics understood that striving for perfection is often a recipe for paralysis. Remember, done is better than perfect. Aim for progress, not perfection, and celebrate each small victory along the way. Think of it like this. Would you rather spend years agonizing over a masterpiece or simply create something beautiful and share it with the world? Number 4. Break down those big tasks. Feeling overwhelmed by a huge project? That's natural. The Stoics were all about breaking things down into smaller, manageable chunks. Think of it like conquering Mount Everest you wouldn't attempt to climb it in one day, right? Divide your project into smaller milestones and celebrate each step forward. This not only makes the task feel less daunting, but also provides a sense of accomplishment along the way. And finally, remember that setbacks are a part of the journey. The Stoics understood that life is full of ups and downs. So when you stumble, don't beat yourself up. Instead, learn from your mistakes, adjust your approach, and keep moving forward. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about keeping your eyes on the prize and making progress every single day. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you have this big presentation coming up, one that's been weighing heavily on your mind for weeks. You feel overwhelmed, anxious, and the urge to procrastinate is strong. But then you remember the Stoic principles we just discussed. You take a deep breath, acknowledge your fear, and break down the presentation into smaller chunks. Researching, creating an outline, crafting slides, practicing the delivery. You set realistic goals for each day and celebrate every milestone achieved. The anxiety gradually fades, replaced by a sense of purpose and control. And when you finally deliver that presentation with confidence and clarity, you feel a surge of pride at accomplishment. See? Stoicism isn't just about ancient philosophy, it's a practical toolkit for navigating the challenges of modern life. So, go out there. Put these principles into action and conquer procrastination once and for all. Remember, your time is precious, so use it wisely. Ready to take charge of your day? Share this episode with someone who could use a Stoic boost. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform to help others discover the power of Stoicism. And remember, keep striving for strength, wisdom, and courage one day at a time. Until next time, keep it Stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.